From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio on Monday called an explosion that rocked New York's Port Authority bus terminal an act of terrorism. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill said the blast occurred at approximately 7:20 a.m. in a below-ground walkway near Times Square.
Responding units found an injured 27-year-old male. We've identified him as Ikeyed Ula. He had burns and wounds to his body. Preliminary investigation at the scene indicates this male was wearing an improvised, low-tech explosive device attached to his body.
The New York Fire Department also confirmed three additional injuries, all non-life-threatening. The European Union disapproved of U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, holding Jerusalem as the capital of both Israel and Palestine. The EU will continue to follow international consensus on Jerusalem issue until it is settled through peaceful negotiations, that coming from EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
We believe that the only realistic solution to the conflict between Israel and Palestine is based on two states, with Jerusalem as the capital of both.
She said the European Union will increase its work together with its international friends and partners, but also with those within the region. Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory against terrorists in Syria on Monday during a surprise visit to a Russian military base in the country, where he also announced a partial pullout of Russian troops. Putin's brief stop at the Hemi Emim Air Base came days after the Russian president said he would run for re-election on March 18th. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. The UN's Children's Fund says the explosion of digital technology and growing internet access holds both benefits and risks for children. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports one in three internet users around the world is a child. Despite this huge and growing online presence, UNICEF says little is known about the impact of digital technology on children's well-being, and little is being done to protect them from the perils of the digital world. UNICEF Director of Data Research and Policy, Lawrence Chandy, tells VOA the internet can be a game changer for children. At the same time, he says the internet poses many risks. These include the misuse of children's private information, access to harmful content, and cyberbullying. Chandy says criminal digital networks make children vulnerable to some of the worst forms of exploitation and abuse, including trafficking and online child sexual abuse. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Scuffles broke out on Monday between hundreds of protesters and Catalan police outside the Museum of Lleida as a Spanish police operation to remove 44 disputed artworks took place inside the cultural center. Miller Sega has that story.
A Spanish judge ordered the pieces to be returned to Aragon last month. Spain has made the move under its current direct rule of Catalonia following the dismissal of the Catalan government in November. The 44 artworks in question are part of a larger collection removed from the Sigena Monastery in Aragon during the Civil War and then taken to Catalonia. After years of complaints, Spanish judges last year ordered that the artworks must be returned. The protesters, some of them sympathizers of Catalonia's pro-independent parties, arrived in the early hours on Monday in a move to prevent the operation. Millar Sega, VOA News.
The United States is bracing for another wave of cyber attacks focused on disrupting or undermining the 2018 midterm elections, with some officials warning this is just the beginning of a much deeper and broader threat. Experts say the next round of Russian cyber efforts to be more sophisticated and more widespread, likely to include a combination of disinformation campaigns on social media, along with the potential hacking of vulnerable targets. China has stressed the need for Pakistan to guard against external interferences and prevent domestic disturbances for promoting the construction of massive infrastructure and energy projects under a multi-billion dollar bilateral economic corridor. Under the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, more than $62 billion in Chinese investment during the next 15 years will lead to building of a network of roads, rails, communication, special economic zones, and more. This is Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.